Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
So, you know the coolest part about going to your best friend's funeral? Is that he can't get mad at you for taking a selfie with this casket.
Oh my God. Is that rude? Why or why not? Join the show for group therapy this morning, 404-263-0941. Or as always, you can lean on the text line, 51539. Now what? You took a selfie with your best friend's casket?
A couple years ago, best friend in the world, George, passed away. It's no good. It's no fun. It hurts. But in traditional style, all of the buddies got together and went to the funeral. Mm-hmm. As soon as the service was done at the graveside, everyone's shaking hands and hugging. And what do? We walk up to the casket, all lean and put our backs to it, reach up, start taking the selfies, start taking the pictures. One last picture with our buddy George.
Now, Mark's telling us this story in the studio yesterday, and all of us, our jaws just drop on the floor like, you did what? And Curtis, your reaction, I think, was the strongest.
It's rude. It's good. Let the man rest. He's tired. Let him rest. I mean, most people poured a drink and said, this is for my homies. But you treat him like a taxidermied deer head or something.
Do you think it's rude or not? 404-263-0941. We need you for group therapy this morning. Now, why does a funeral have to be depressing? Why does a funeral have to be so sad and somber and reflective? Why can't his buddy's funeral be fun?
It's a celebration of life. That's what it is. It's a celebration.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to mourn. You should be happy.
And George lived his life to the fullest. And the group of us that had our back right next to the flowers, smiling and saying cheese and saying, do it for Jorge, we all lived our life with George. And so that's one more time to have one good laugh with him.
If you're George, you're thrilled with that. You're looking down from heaven, right? If you believe
come
that
on,
he's
guys.
In heaven looking down at you going, those are my boys.
Get
right
off
there.
Of me.
I think it's completely rude. I'm trying to rest and y'all over here bothering me, you know, treating me like, you know, Geppetto, Pinocchio's puppeteer or something.
It's a selfie station where we have the fake mustache and the glasses.
Wow.
And the thought bubbles that say, smile.
Is it
just
rude
a wreck
or not? Linda in Covington is here for group therapy. Hey, Linda.
Hi, you guys. Good morning. Okay. Sorry. This is so many kinds of rude and wrong. I can't even count them. I mean, it's bad enough to take a selfie at a funeral, but with the casket, come on.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't mind.
This is crazy. It could get worse. It could get very bad.
Yeah, if he climbed in the casket with him, sure it could.
Well, yes, that's true. But listen, check this. At my cousin Johnny's funeral, they actually hired a professional photographer. And I thought, okay, well, I guess that's cool for, you know, getting wide shots to, you know, document the ceremony. But right when the service was over, this guy gets up and starts directing people to line up in front of the casket. I'm like, what?
What?
Family members waited over 30 minutes to get a photo with Johnny in his casket for like a farewell photo. I was like totally appalled. I was like,
wait,
nope.
Linda, was this an open casket funeral?
Yeah.
Oh!
Wrong. Not right. Not going to do it.
Johnny loved it. You know, yeah. Johnny loved it. If that's me in there, then go ahead. Take the selfie, party it up, serve wine. Come on. Jenna in Covington is here for group therapy. Hey, Jenna, is it rude?
It's totally not rude. We did it with my family. My grandparents passed away, and when they were cremated, we took the box and took a family selfie with it.
Oh.
Now, what would your granny say? What would your grandpa say?
My papa would probably think it was hilarious, but my granny was a Southern belle, so I know her lips were pursed and saying, "That is just hateful."
Jenny, you should probably draw the line at sending out that picture as the Christmas card. Now,
I know. Oh, my gosh. 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. Is it rude or not? Why or why not? Join us here. Star 94.1. This is Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, if you're just jumping into the conversation, is it rude or not?
Apparently the room is all upset with me because no problem taking a selfie at my best friend's funeral.
It is never okay to do that, Mark. It is rude.
404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. Hey, Jennifer in Rockmart.
Totally not rude. I mean, if that's the way you guys wrote whenever he was alive, if that's the way the relationship was, then go for it. Rock it whenever he's gone.
Jennifer, do you think that they should have gotten George's parents' permission?
Did they get their permission whenever they were doing it whenever he was here? I mean,
no, I mean, he was grown.
Yeah.
He's a grown man.
Okay, exactly.
We did have about
a
5-second moment of clarity after leaning off the casket and looked up and said, "All right, what are his parents doing?" And we kind of glanced over at them, and they just did the roll their eyes and shake their head and like, "Oh, those boys."
Right.
Those boys.
SMH.
Yeah, it wasn't the stare down. It was just the, "God, grow up."
Please tell me one thing, that you did not post these on any type of social media. Maybe. Silence right there, and there's your answer right there. Your answer is in silence.
It's George, it's my boy.
No.
Now, did you tag his page in it?
Yeah, and that was the weird part.
Oh! And then you're going to get all these people responding to the post. That is oogie. It is so obnoxious and rude.
515-39 is the Jen and Friends text line. What's coming in there, Mark?
All right, a couple coming in. Misty said, it all depends on their friendship, and I think George would have done the same thing. Yeah, when, you know, your funeral, how do you want people to react? I know that George would have wanted people to have a good time. This coming in from the 770, it's nobody's business except for the friends and the deceased families. If they're okay with it and the friends got one more laugh with their best friend, then everyone should mind their business.
I think we just found a new market for photographers.
Right.
Wedding
Shelby,
photographers.
Shelby in Hampton, what do you think, rude or not rude?
So when my grandfather passed away, he was really big on taking photos. He carried a camera with him everywhere, no matter what. And when he passed away, we did take a family photo with his urn. So I would say it's not rude. It just depends on the family member or the friend.
So you think that it's totally cool for Mark to go ahead and selfie it up with George's casket?
I do.
Looks like most people are actually agreeing with you, Mark. I'm pretty surprised because I thought most people would be outraged about this.
I am, because one of my friends on Facebook, he posted a picture of his granny in the casket on Facebook. And I'm like, dude, that is so rude. Why would you do that? I'm paying my respects. You paid your respects when you went to the funeral. You got to take a selfie with granny.
This text coming in from the 762. My 6-year-old, my 5-year-old niece were at my great-grandmother's funeral. I gave them my phone to go play games on it. A few days later, I'm scrolling through pictures, found selfies with my kids and the great-grandma in her casket.
Now, see, I feel like great-grandma would think that's hilarious.
She's not like a novelty.
Look at these little innocent kids. What are they, 6 years old, having fun with the phone, you know?
God.
From the 770, don't forget funerals are to celebrate life, but also console the family in grieving. You should have asked the family first.
And from our buddy Carmine, it is very rude.
Thanks, Carmine. Mark.
Carmine.
Very rude. All right, your opinions continue next year with Group Therapy. Jen and Friends, 404-263-0941. What do you think?
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
Selfies at a funeral with the deceased. Rude or not rude? Welcome to Group Therapy, Pat in Smyrna.
Yeah, I want to be cremated, and you can use me to start the barbecue for the party afterwards. Oh! If you want pictures of people roasting marshmallows over me, go for it.
Oh, my God.
You got to draw the line somewhere. That maybe
oh
the.
Oh my gosh. Is this chicken smoked with Granny?
I love it, Pat. Thank you so much. Katie and Marietta, welcome to group therapy. Hey, Katie. Kate?
Hi there.
Hey, Kate.
It's Kate.
Sorry, Kate. Uh-huh. Welcome to group therapy.
Hi. Well, I actually called and said I actually know Mark through the Braves and through Amanda.
Oh, yeah. So you know George.
Yes. And you were spot on. George would have loved it. That was who I knew how George was. He would have thought it was so fabulous.
Oh,
no,
crazy fun-loving George. That's right.
That's right.
Thanks for the call,
I'm sure
Kate.
Amanda, that helped Amanda. Yes, y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Well, that and about the four bottles of wine we went through in the parking lot helped out that day,
all
too.
All right, text line blown up, 51539.
Jesse from Cummington says, at my funeral, I want it to be a party. Take pictures, play music, do keg stands. I don't care. Jennifer
I just
said,
pictured keg stands at a funeral. Everybody in black dresses and suits doing keg stands. Awesome.
But you know what? I realize that he's your ride or die, and unfortunately, the latter happened.
Painful truth.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.